made for himself that closely resembled the royal robes of the Sultan. And he wore that costume. When that happened, so then the Sultan, who naturally had spies present at Şahsai Tzvi's court, the Sultan was informed of that, and the Sultan took umbrage. And he decided to end the charade completely. In September of 1666, he had Şahsai Tzvi brought to the city of Adrianople, where the Sultan and his entourage were encamped. And he questioned Şahsai Tzvi in front of his court. Şahsai Tzvi there denied all messianic pretensions, and he pledged his undying loyalty to the Sultan. That was not enough for the Sultan. And the Sultan then offered Şahsai Tzvi the choice of either publicly converting to Islam, to becoming a Muslim, or that he would kill him, as he delicately put it. He said, "Your head or the turban?" The turban meaning was the Arabic phrase for becoming a Muslim. And Şahsai Tzvi, who was supposed to be the Messiah of Israel, shamefully chose the turban. And he agreed to convert. And he now adopted a new name, Aziz Mahmud Efendi. And he was given a job by the Sultan in his court as being one of the courtiers. And that should have ended the story. But again, we will see that this story is literally almost beyond human belief. The news of his apostasy rocked the Jewish world. There could be nothing more shameful, nothing more embarrassing. If he would have been killed, if he would have died, if something would have happened, so it only would have been proven that he was not the Messiah. If he would have come to the end, for instance, that Bar Kokhba came to, which in a certain sense was noble and heroic, the Jewish people would have forgiven him. But here, the end that he came to was so shameful, had such negative connotations, it destroyed the Jewish people. The non-Jewish world laughed at the Jewish people. The non-Jewish world increased their persecution and bigotry and derision. The Jews were made to look like fools for having believed in such a Messiah. And the Jews who sold their property naturally could not get it back. The economic position of the Jews in the middle of the 17th century worsened in a precipitous fashion, and the belief of the Jewish people in the coming of the Messiah suffered a blow which, to a certain extent, remains permanent even today. Once burned, twice warned. And any new movement, any new person who attempted to raise messianic hopes amongst the people of Israel would find automatically a hard core of resistance. I mean, when the Mashiach comes, he's going to have to do a job, because there will be very, very many naysayers automatically, because of the experience of Şahsai Tzvi. Nathan was able to keep the thing going for almost another 10 years, because Nathan said, again, with the logic that I explained to you before, he said, this is the final, culminating test. Now let's see who believes in him. Because if you still believe in him after he is converted to becoming a Muslim, then you're a true believer. But if you don't believe in him now, when the going gets